Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
From an unnamed texter, Ron Howard shoots better than Ron Holland. Zing. Richie Cunningham
was a pretty good basketball player.
If I recall correctly.
Well, he learned from Chuck, his brother.
I think a dream scenario would be to move up today and get Duke's Kyle Filipowski, 6'11", can shoot from anywhere. It's from Jay and Warren. Yeah, I mean, look, there's some guys at the top of the second round, the Furphy kid from Kansas, but there's also guys that could fall to them that can shoot it, bigger guys that can shoot it, at least did at the collegiate level. I think he kicked the tires on, but we'll see.
I got a name of somebody I prefer they not get because I think the name's going to be tough.
Bronny?
For us? No.
Oh.
He's a Swedish player. His first name is Bobby, B-O-B-I.
Mm-hmm.
Last name is... Get your finger on the dub button just in case. Clintman. That was tough. Clintman. With a K. Very tough. Please don't draft him. We don't need any trouble here. That's Bobby Clintman.
Well, we wait to see what they do. I'll play devil's advocate. Take a peek at Anthony Edwards' stats from college. He was a 40% field goal percentage guy and 29% from three. Seems to be able to score plenty in the new NBA from Joe and St. Clair Shores. Concerning thing for the Pistons is this is that multiple agents were telling players not to work out for Detroit. We're never crawling out of this hole. So that's one of the things. There were a few things that Trajan said last night. We'll play that soundbite for people today at 10:48. That I was like, And why is that? And they're obvious, they're not very good. People could play that card, but is there more to this? And if there's more to it, then you get into the Yeah. Ron Holland's draft bio, long and athletic, good defender, but needs a lot of work on his offensive grain. Pro comparison, Asur Thompson. Great. So, yeah, there's redundancy there. They took what they obviously thought was the best player, but you know who doesn't have any ties to Asur Thompson? It's Trajan Langdon. He didn't draft him. We don't know if he wants to keep Asur. And we don't know if he wants to keep Jaden Ivey. We don't know what the next move is. But it really seems like the next move might start to tie all this together. Because there's, you know, if teams are going to want to trade a veteran to the Pistons, what are they going to ask for? They're going to ask for a young player. Well, there's no shortage of those here. So if you're looking for a guy, and what's a veteran player anymore? If you want an older player, that means he's like 24 compared to what they've got.
I don't want to push anybody out. I mean, if you find a trade that makes sense, obviously do it. But I mean, I kind of like the idea of having a team that has two guys like this that can play defense. Because neither are going to start. Maybe Asur Thompson has a better chance of starting right now because he's a second-year player and he had some starts last year. But having two guys with that kind of size and length that play defense is attractive to me. Now, I recognize that they're not offensive talents, but they don't have to be on the floor at the same time either.
No.
Okay? The guy you just took at 5, I doubt is going to see 20 minutes a game this year.
Probably not.
So... pump the brakes on it, see what else happens in free agency and trades because they clearly have some cap space. They also have an asset or two they could move because there's no question other teams would covet Jaden Ivey or Jalen Duren. There's no question. And there was the rumor last week that Isaiah Stewart's on the trading block, and before you laugh at that, Isaiah Stewart improved his three-point shooting dramatically to where he's actually an option I wouldn't mind on the floor. And he was like 37% last year, 36% last year. So that's right around league average. And that's after just one off season of really working his ass off and trying to get better at it. So let's see what he can do this year. I don't know. But they have moves to be made to make themselves a lot better. Let them make the moves.
It's funny. I think that G League Ignite experience this year where they won two games, I think the NBA looked at it and said, this is killing the stock of these young players. Because here's another text. People told me no to Bezelis because of 26%. This guy shoots 24% from three. Bezelis doesn't appear to me to have the ceiling that Rod Holland does. But, yeah, neither of them excelled in that aspect of the game. 248-539-9797. Gator, a lot of feedback coming in here on our Twitter poll. Do you approve? Yes, I approve. 42.4%. No, I don't. 57.6. John says, I'm happy he's not an Arn Tellem guy, but he can't shoot. NR writes in, it was such a crappy draft. I kind of have to approve by default. Nathan says, this is a Sir Thompson 2.0. If the game was about a dunk contest, he's the perfect pick. Unfortunately, you have to be able to shoot in this league. So how is the team any better today? They're not really any better today, Nathan. And I don't know that anybody at five, you might be able to find a shooter that can help a little bit with spacing.
I'm not going to lie. I would have been excited if the name were called off were Dalton Connect or somebody that
I would have been excited with Reed Shepard.
Cody Williams.
But... from Snickles 313.
Oh, hi, Snickles.
Other than trading back and getting assets, there was no sure thing in this draft. So swinging for the fences on Holland makes as much sense as anything. Bill writes in, didn't the Lions spend about 30 years trying this strategy? We know more than everybody else. Is that what this is? This guy was considered a top 10 talent.
He was the number two player in the country coming out of high school.
This isn't a Kaika Alama Francis. I don't think that's that at all. In fact, we said this draft is challenging every GM and telling every GM, you have to be the smartest guy in the room because of the lack of sure things.
Really wish we would have seen him last year in college.
Yeah.
Instead of the G League where you didn't see him.
Yep.
And oh, as you boy. Mentioned, the G League was a disaster and... Yeah.
Well, that Team Ignite, yeah. From Matt, I haven't paid enough attention to the Pistons in a long time to really have a strong opinion. The fact that he's not a good shooter does worry me, but let's see what else they do before judging it. Well, that's kind of where I am, Matt. This is the very beginning of the offseason. Gator, we have some replies that may contain offensive content.
Okay. Well, be careful. Tread lightly.
I'm going to click on show. It comes from DSizzle19. I love all the idiots saying we need shooting. The two best, Shepard was gone and Connect dropped like a rock. No one else was a shooter. Get a grip, take the highest upside guy. So is it because of idiots? Or do you think the word Connect got flagged?
What does Connect mean in German?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Don't look it up.
No.
I have no idea what it means. I don't even know it's German.
It means to attach two things.
So dumb it's funny.
Let's go to Tony in Detroit. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Tony.
Hey, man, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen, I think right now Mo Wagner for Orlando Magic would be a perfect free agent for this team. And I'm a Michigan State guy, so I'm telling you, this guy can spread it for. He can shoot. And I'm not sure. I know he's coming off the bench. We can't get Frank, but he's coming off the bench. I don't know what would cause him, but I think a guy like that, conspirator, he would be perfect in our offense because he can shoot and he's 6'11". You put him next to Duren, and we at least got a good front court.
Yeah, you know, this is a priority in terms of, look, if you're trying to improve the shooting for next year, like for this coming season, the 24-25 NBA season, is your best bet to land a shooter in free agency or trade that's been in the league and established, or is your best bet to get a kid in the draft? It's probably to get the free agent. And so at this point, I don't know. We got to go back and see if he made it to the market. Did you see if the club did not pick up his option, Mo Wagner?
I'm not sure. The last information I got, I know he was up. They didn't pick up his option. But see, to me, that would be a home run because he sits 11, he's tall, and he can be on the opposite side of doing, which is space, give it a spacing that he can hit. He can hit the open jump. He's proven as a jumper, as a jump shot. So I just think I would have a guy I know that got NBA talent than a guy be taking a gamble and hope that the guy
Well, Tony,
shoot.
It doesn't mean I wouldn't identify and have taken Reed Sheppard if he was available, but you're more likely to get a veteran that has established in the league to produce for you than a guy in this draft in particular. 248-539-9797. All right, we're going to play some of what Trajan Langdon had to say last night. One was a little concerning. It was identified in the ticket text. The other was pretty interesting, foreshadowing what's next. We will get to that starting today at 1046 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.